Is this the brain of someone with multiple sclerosis? Hi, I'm Dr. Sam, the MS neurologist living with MS, and today I want to walk you through how I look at a brain scan when I'm evaluating somebody for multiple sclerosis. Now, within the brain, there are three locations that I'm looking for lesions. One is in the balance center or the brainstem, which we call infratentorial. The second is next to the ventricles, these dark fluid-filled areas you see in the middle of the brain right here. And the third is going to be right next to this lighter ribboning that you see around the edge of the brain called the cortex. It's also important to look at the spinal cord, but I'm focusing on the brain in this video. Okay, so as we're scrolling through the brain, when I'm looking at an MRI in clinic, I am looking for those three locations. And as we're scrolling through this brain, I do see lesions that are up here, kind of higher. They are right next to the cortex, as well as spots that are right next to the ventricle, touching the ventricle and coming out looking like fingers, which we call Dawson's fingers. That's pretty specific for MS, and that's why I start with the side view or sagittal view. Then I move to looking at the brain in another view, looking for lesions in these same locations. As you can see, right next to the cortex up here, up high, we have the spots right next to the ventricles, these dark fluid-filled areas. And as we're scrolling down, we also see spots in the brainstem and the cerebellum down here. So those are all three of the locations we're looking for lesions consistent with MS. And then I'll switch over to the T1, which is a different sequence in the MRI, looking to see if there are black holes or areas where the tissue has been damaged, where those lesions are bright on the previous sequence we were just looking at. And as you can see, as I scroll through up here, you can see along next to the ventricles, there are dark spots. And then I go to the post-contrast images. This is after the contrast is injected to see if anything lights up, showing me a new and actively inflamed lesion. And for example, you can see right here, there is enhancement, and this shows me that this is a new lesion. New MS lesions will enhance for about 4 weeks. So if we see enhancement on the MRI, that means it's a brand new lesion. A diagnosis of MS can be made in a variety of different ways, combining clinical relapses and lesions, but typically require lesions in two of the four locations, soon to be five locations, based on the new criteria that is about to be published. So in addition to having lesions in two of the five locations, and again, that is the periventricular or next to the ventricle, juxtacortical or next to the cortex, infratentorial or in the brainstem or the cerebellum, and then the other two are in the spinal cord and the newest one, the optic nerve. In addition to lesions in two of those locations, you also need to show development over time, and that can be met by a variety of different ways. So for example, if you have both enhancing and non-enhancing lesions showing that some are older and some are newer, you can actually make a diagnosis that way. Or if there aren't enhancing lesions, but you have oligoclonal bands in your spinal fluid, that is also another way to meet the dissemination time, as it's called, or basically showing some evolution and change over time. The other way would be to get two MRIs at different time points showing new lesions, whether or not they enhance. But the new criteria are getting a little bit more nuanced and a little bit more specific to MS. So there are newer ways to diagnose MS that are going to require fancier MRI sequences, looking for a central vein, or basically a vein in the middle of the lesion, or a rim of iron deposition around the edge of the lesion. So this is something that we're going to have to work with our radiology colleagues to get the right sequences so that we can actually start incorporating this into the diagnosis that we're using in clinic. And before I wrap up today, I do also want to end on one of my most frequently asked questions, and that is, can I have MS if I have a normal brain MRI? And the answer that I typically give is no, because if you have symptoms, especially if they've been ongoing for a while, we would expect to see lesions on the brain or the spinal cord to explain those symptoms. So in MS, there is damage to the myelin that wraps around the nerves. We can see that as a lesion, and that is the reason that you have symptoms. So without a lesion, I tell people, look for another explanation for your symptoms. There's going to be something to explain your symptoms, but it may not be multiple sclerosis. If you're interested in more MS content, please click the link in my bio and sign up to receive the newsletter and lots of other information about MS.